This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Threats against Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold have resulted in a 2-year prison sentence for a Florida man. Richard Cantwell pleaded guilty in November to repeatedly threatening Griswold and other public figures between 2019 and 2024. In his threats, Cantwell claimed he was investigating Griswold for challenging President Trump's eligibility to appear on Colorado's 2024 primary ballot. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston defended the city's immigration policies before Congress today. The House Oversight Committee also questioned mayors from Boston, New York City, and Chicago. The mayors of Boston and Chicago said that trust between police and undocumented immigrant communities is key to making their cities safer and healthier. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston said he wants new immigrants to be able to access Denver's services.
We don't think it's relevant to know someone's status when they come into a public library to check out a book, or if they come to the hospital for service, or if they come to register their child for school. The Constitution says you're entitled to an education. Our job is to provide it. So we think that's unnecessary.
GOP lawmakers threatened to pull federal funding from the cities and have them investigated by the Department of Justice. The Denver mayor's office says the city has not broken any state or federal laws. Colorado Springs Fire Marshal Brett Lacey is stepping down after decades with the city. He joined CSFD in 1992 and became fire marshal in 1998, holding leadership positions during major incidents like Hurricane Katrina, the Waldo Canyon fire, and shootings at both Planned Parenthood and New Life Church. His retirement goes into effect later this month. Rain and snow possible in the metro. This is CPR News.